Simon & Schuster Audio presents Big Summer, a novel by Jennifer Weiner. Read by Danielle McDonald.
To Megan Burnett. Nobody heard him, the dead man, but still he lay moaning. I was much further out than you thought, and not waving but drowning. Poor chap, he always loved larking. And now he's dead. It must have been too cold for him, his heart gave way, they said. Oh no, no, no. It was too cold always. Still the dead one lay moaning. I was much too far out all my life, and not waving but drowning. Not Waving But Drowning by Stevie Smith. Prologue. 1994. By the second week of September, the Outer Cape was practically deserted. The tourists had packed up and gone home, the roads were empty, the glorious beaches were abandoned. It was a shame. By September, the ocean was finally warm enough for swimming, especially if it had been a hot August. And the paths that wound through the dunes and cranberry bogs and secret blueberry bushes, the ones that were pickup spots for men in summer's high season, were deserted, and the bushes were full of ripe berries. She and Aiden could fill their pockets and pick beach plums out of their bushes between the cottage and the beach. They would each bring a metal pail, and they'd recite, plink.